I found that I'm happier, I'm more optimistic, and that it pulls things to me. That law of attraction, it starts pulling people to me out of nowhere, and people walk up and talk to me, you know, when I'm out and about, and even when I go to work out at the gym. I mean, it's kind of amazing. Sitting on a plane, and I will take 5 minutes to meditate, and next thing I know, someone's talking to me. You know, just that, and not like intrusively, just, you know, that nice conversation. Hi, how you doing? What kind of work do you do? Where are you headed today? And, you know, just next thing I know, I'm so grateful that I got a chance to meet that person.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Gigi Fergus. She has been a member of the 365 Gratitude app almost since the beginning. She's been doing a practice of gratitude with a little bit of a pause for almost 900 days, if I remember correctly. And I think that's quite amazing. So, Gigi, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast. Let us know a little bit more about you.
So, I've been a nurse for 28 years, and I started off my practice as a board-certified critical care nurse. I worked in open heart recovery and grew through the ranks. For the last 15 years, though, I've worked in management and administration. The last 7 years, I've worked in the C-suite. So, I work as either a chief nurse or a chief operating officer, or as a chief executive officer of a hospital, but I do it in a slightly different venue. I work in the interim world, so I'm a permanent interim, if that makes any sense. Nowadays, they call it a gig worker, but I don't really work in gigs. I have assignments, and I usually am asked to step in when there's been a problem. Or when a specific outcome is trying to be reached, whether it's they're letting someone go, or they've had problems regulatory or clinically or financially, and they need someone to come in and to get them right, you know, right the ship, so to speak, get them back on the right track. I sound like a healthcare hit woman, but I do it with a smile on my face. But you know, sometimes it's a matter of holding people accountable. And it can be rather daunting. I tell people all the time, I'm Kevlar coated. And, you know, I've been to some pretty difficult situations. And it's very stressful when I'm working. But when I'm not working, it's also very stressful because I'm, again, looking for that next job. And the time between assignments can be very long. And that's actually what started me doing the gratitude app. I had just finished an assignment where I had been working as a hospital CEO over two hospitals. It was a very difficult assignment, very troubled facility, and personal attacks to me, the whole shebang, you know, and you just don't sleep well. And after they found the permanent candidate and I left, I think I slept for about a month, and then I just was so beat up. I needed the time off. And after a while, I was having difficulty finding another gig. So I thought, well, I need to just refocus myself. And, you know, I've got a lot to be thankful for. I've done the impossible. I've come up through the ranks in the interim world, if you can believe that. And, you know, without holding a permanent job for the last 15 years. So it's kind of comical when you think about it, you know, go from the bedside to the boardroom without holding a permanent job. And, you know, I thought, wow, this is not the time to be down on myself. And so I turned to looking at journaling and then meditation and gratitude. And it's funny, I didn't have a formal gratitude practice until Justin's app came out. And that really helped me to solidify a daily practice. So
beautiful.
That's how I got it. And I just looked, I just peeked. It was 837 days is what today is on the app. Wow. So I was a pretty early adopter.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love your story. And I think it's very interesting. From one point of view, it's very interesting because it tells us that there are things that are possible outside our box, our way of thinking. Like, it's not a must for things to be in a certain way, and they can still be the way that we want them to be. And also the fact that in different situations we still need gratitude, and gratitude is still a great tool even if we don't see its value right now. Some of our listeners have been practicing gratitude for a while. Some are just starting out. So, I think it's a great example of how gratitude can be used to help the in-between parts, right?
Sure. And really, my gratitude practice before Justin's app kind of formalized it for me. I used to carry, and I still have, I have a couple of them around the house, actually. I found these rocks that have the word gratitude engraved on them, not just printed, but engraved, because I wanted to feel the letters. And I'd walk around the hospital, and these are some fairly large facilities. And, you know, a lot of times I go into situations where if they see me coming, they're like, whoa, you know, what is she doing here? And, you know, people either love me or they hate me when I walk in the door and without even talking to me. And I would carry this rock in my coat pocket or in my jacket pocket. And anytime I ran into an accostive situation or a difficult situation, or, you know, God forbid, an upset patient or family member, I'd put my hand in my pocket and run my fingers across the letters, the engraved letters that said gratitude. And I would just think to myself, I am so grateful that I have an opportunity to make a difference here. I am so grateful for this opportunity to grow as a leader. I am so grateful for the opportunity to impact people powerfully and positively. And that's how my gratitude practice started.
Wow. Wow. I love this idea. It's so powerful, and it's in the exact moment that we need it most. And I don't know if you've been studying this part or not, but what I've been learning in these past few years since I've been studying gratitude is that it actually puts our brain in a state of responsiveness instead of a state of reactiveness. And this is exactly what you've been doing, basically. The fact that instead of being in a state of reacting to those situations, you got your brain in a state of responsiveness where it's where you're much more resourceful to find solutions. Have you been seeing that in your experience?
Absolutely.
Wow. This is really good. And I think it's,
you know,
really
whatever
great idea.
Sorry about that. I had a phone call come through. So it's so easy to find that in situations where you're really stressed, you know, whether it's family or work or a situation, you know, money, whatever it is. It's so easy to have that visceral response and say, oh my God, this is terrible. How are we going to get out of this? Or how did this happen? You know, and to get into that total response. And then once you get past that, you know, whether it's external or internal, you know, then you got to step back and say, okay, hold it. Is it really that bad? I'm still alive. Nobody was hurt. What do we do next? What do we have to do next? You know, and it, for me, it just helps to shift that way of thinking just ever so subtly so that, you know, you can get into the zone of quit being an excuse or a complaint and go be effective. So it's really an opportunity to change how you are thinking. If before you expect everything outside of you to change, you better start with yourself and start how you're thinking about the situation. So the change is not external, the change is internal. And it's a change in perspective, and it can happen so quickly from going from that total upset, and, oh my God, what happened, you know, to the, oh, I've got this. You know what? I've been there before. I've seen this. I can do this. It's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Let's this too shall pass. Let's get past this. So,
yeah, this is powerful. And I think it's a great idea for all of our listeners to think about whether you're getting a gratitude rock like Gigi did, or maybe you find other solutions that work for you that remind you about gratitude. It's a really beautiful and useful idea, and I think it works for me. Like when I was imagining myself in your shoes when you were talking about how you use the rock, for me, since I'm a more tactile person, like I like to play with things while I'm talking, or I don't know, I just like to move things around and stuff. For me, it's really a great reminder to think about gratitude, having something physical.
Yeah, I really understand. I was thinking, I had this picture in my head of when you were talking about being tactile. I'm the type of person, when I go shopping for clothes, first thing I do is I feel them. So I think I'm somewhat similar, that kinesthetic learner. I've got to have it in my hand. I've got to feel it. I've got to experience it. And just that subtle reminder of the engraved letters on my fingers. Is it just enough? It's not enough to hold the rock in my hand, but it's enough to feel the letters of gratitude running underneath my fingertip, that you're underneath my thumb, that I can feel the letters, and it just connects me to purpose. You know what? This is going to be okay. We're going to be okay. This is like gratitude. Where's the gratitude in this situation? You know, if it's not killing me, I'm learning from it. So there's something to be thankful.
Wonderful perspective. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and like I said, I think it's very powerful, and it's a great way of using something exterior to remind ourselves of the power that we actually have inside of us. And I think it's actually something magical that the rock is doing. Like I think I now understand why some rocks are considered magical and that they have powers. I think it at least in this case, you made that rock, that object, magical, isn't it?
I think that's a great way of looking at it. You know, it's just to me it's just a nice subtle little reminder. It's just a nice little reminder, you know. Or if I'm having to deal with someone who's yelling at me, whether it's a staff member or a patient's family, put my hand on the rock in my pocket, running over that, and I'm just thinking, oh, you know, I'm taking a lot of heat right now, and I'm so grateful that I have this experience of patience. I'm so grateful that I, you know, that they see me as someone who can make a difference. Otherwise, they wouldn't be yelling at me.
Wow, that's a beautiful way of seeing things.
Oh, I struggle with it. That's why the rock's in my pocket. But, you know, what I've found is that the daily practice of just going in every day and reading the app, reading in the community, I found the community in the app to be so powerful, because we can get so focused into our own little perspective and our visceral response and what's going on with us, that sometimes we fail to acknowledge the things around us, you know. And you can say, oh, well, I know there are children starving in Africa, and there are people that are living on the streets in Appalachia, you know, or in San Francisco, and all these things. And yes, that's true. It's hard to connect to that. But when you're reading in the community. And, you know, I talk of getting my little hit of gratitude for the day. If I'm having a stressful day and I don't have my rock available, I scroll through the community and the community post, and I can see someone is on day 4 of being sober. And someone is giving thanks for getting their first house and not having to live on the street. And I can see that someone has been out of work for a long time and they just got a job, or that they just got enrolled in school and they're so excited. I mean, talk about perspective. Here we are worried about, you know, whether or not we're going to get to work on time because of traffic. And we've got other people who are worried about just finding daily sustenance. And it doesn't have to be half a world away. It's right here, you know, an arm's length away from us. You know, it just gives me a lot of perspective when I read through community posts, or I listen to gratitude apps and the things that people have gone through. It just really helps to put things in perspective. You know what? My life is pretty doggone good.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. That's very true. And it's, we don't realize, most of the time, we don't realize how great our life is until we get to see something that's contrasting. Like, it's not something that we should feel bad about, but like, a color, if you don't have contrast on, if it's a canvas, let's say, if you don't have contrast, you won't be able to see that color as beautifully, or if it's very similar, you won't be able to see it at all. But if you have contrast, it's really big and in your face and you cannot ignore it. And I think this is how it also happens with us, with the fact that we have created, most of us have created beautiful lives. And I like to compare this with our home. Even if it might not be perfect, when we get back, we feel good because it's how we've created it in a way in which it feels good for us, you know?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I do daily affirmations too. And the daily affirmations that I repeat is, you know, I live in such abundance. I'm so grateful for my life is filled with abundance. And I look around my house and I see I have a lot of books and you know, we've got a great places for people to sit and group together. I don't have a huge home, but it's very comfortable. And there's so much excess here. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't even really have to leave my home. You know what I mean? We could just, you know, I've got everything I need right here. And whether it's my dogs, whether it's my family, blankets, clothing, food, warmth, just incredibly and genuinely thankful I am. I mean, we're pretty doggone lucky. And you know, it's just a genuine sense of, look, things aren't that bad. Yes, we all go through troubled times. Yes, we all have difficulties, but there is so much to be grateful for. And you know, I use that as kind of something to center me every morning with those daily affirmations that, you know, I live in abundance. I love the person I'm becoming. I'm so grateful for an opportunity to make a difference today. And, you know, it just helps to center me. And I found over time that the gratitude and combining the gratitude experience and feeling it to your bones, you know, and combining that with meditation, those two things together, wow, what a powerful 5 to 10 minutes. It just really completely recenters your day. You know, it's just a nice escape, and yet it's totally grounding, if that makes any sense. It's a great feeling when you combine both pieces, the gratitude and just the meditation, you know, getting into the mindfulness of where you're at right here today. So
it makes a lot of sense. This is my experience as well. Like, when you put the two of them together, like, you you get to meditate much more deeper, much deeper when you practice gratitude. But also when you meditate, you feel gratitude much deeper as well. And
yeah, it's
interesting that they like you get something for the other, and in general, like it's a great package.
Yes, I found that I'm happier, I'm more optimistic, and it pulls things to me. That law of attraction, it starts pulling people to me out of nowhere, and people walk up and talk to me, you know, when I'm out and about, and even when I go to work out at the gym. I mean, it's kind of amazing. Sitting on a plane, and I will take 5 minutes to meditate, and next thing I know, someone's talking to me. You know, just that, and not like intrusively, just, you know, that nice conversation. Hi, how you doing? What kind of work do you do? Where are you headed today? And, you know, just next thing I know, I'm so grateful that I got a chance to meet that person. You know, it's just really, really kind of a cool thing that happens.
Beautiful, beautiful. And it's so true. Like when we are in tune with who we are, and we are more centered, we attract these kinds of experiences and these kinds of people, and we see more of the gratitude in the world and of the things that we can be grateful about. And that's very powerful, because this is how we basically color our life.
You know, I think it becomes easy for us to jump right to the snarky response or the rude comment, or, you know, especially kind of jaded in the business world, you know, where things don't go the right way and we snap back at people. And it really takes something to be able to step back and for 5 seconds consider what's going on with them, and what would they be left with, you know, if we actually changed our response to them and took a more compassionate or understanding or empathetic kind of a tact with them, instead of being abrasive or cutting them down. Why not try to nurture them and build them and grow them? I honestly, in my younger life, I was probably much more acerbic, but now I find, you know, over time, and especially I think with the gratitude practice, that you're able to weather the rude people easier and disarm them, if you will, just by simply being kind. And I don't think that I would have that ability to back down, if you will, if it weren't for that practice of gratitude, you know, that you just step back for a second and ask yourself, you know, why is this upsetting me so much, that, you know, what they're saying or what they're doing? Why, what's so upsetting about this? And is it something that we can readily overcome? And the answer is yes. We may not think that in the moment, but certainly, you know, if you just step back from it, usually the right answer presents itself. This is what we got to do to make it right. And it's just that gratitude practice, I think, has helped to build in that pause, you know, that mental pause, just to say, is this really as bad as we thought it was? You know, it's so easy to get dragged down into despair and depression and, you know, self-doubt, not feeling good about what's going on. And it's so easy just to get lured into that trap, when really it's just a fleeting moment in time. Things will get better. For every up, there is a down. For every breakdown, there is a breakthrough. And there can be no breakthrough without a breakdown. So best to just look at it for what it is. And more importantly, recenter yourself. Okay, this isn't good. And what are we going to do about it? Let's just change how we perceive it. And that change then leads to changed actions. And I've just found that it's a much better way to be mentally. You don't get drugged down into the depths of despair. you stay centered and focused on what's truly important, your family, you know, your pets, being in a career that you love, you know, being able to spend time with people or experience the beauties and the wonder of the world around us and travel. And maybe it's just having a nice hot cup of coffee, something as mundane as shampoo, you know. Shampoo is really important, you know, and the little things that you can have gratitude for, you know. It's amazing. How about a pair of glasses so that you can see clearly? You know, there's a lot of things that we can get down to the minuscule, the fresh air that we breathe. You know, it doesn't have to be something grandiose like a, you know, thankful for the planet, but you know, you can certainly make it very personal to you. And I think the more personal you make that gratitude, that daily gratitude practice, the more personal it is to you, the more you get out of it, and the better you are in the end.
Very true, very true. And I think it's very practical, like what you said in the beginning, the fact that we can take that pause. And instead of escalating a conflict or being defensive and taking things in a bad direction, we can actually get into the position where we have the power to choose and to make things right. And not just to make things right, but to actually focus on the right direction and take things in the right direction for everyone. And that it's like, I think it's like a superpower.
You know, there's a post that I love, and I post it once in a while, and it's a picture of a smiley face, if you will, and it's got the colon, the parentheses, and then the colon on the other side. And so it could be a smiley face or an unhappy face. And then it says, you decide, because it's all about perspective, you know, and it's really, you decide how bad today's going to be or how good today's going to be. So wake up with the sense of gratitude. First things that come out of my mouth, the minute I open my eyes in the morning, I am so grateful that I woke up today. I am so grateful that this is going to be a good day. You know, I'm so grateful that this bed is nice and warm and I don't feel like getting up. I am so grateful that I have a job to go to, you know, and that's a true practice in the morning. You know, want to start your day off right? Repeat as many I'm gratefuls as you can on your drive or your commute to work. That'll start your day. Or while you're in the shower. Shower is a great idea. A shower is a great time to just sit there and I'm grateful for hot water. I'm grateful that, you know, there's shampoo. I'm grateful that there's a drain and this is draining out, you know. I mean, just start your day. It just starts your day on a really good note. I always read all the posts on the gratitude app in the morning, and then I finish out the day as I'm laying down. I go ahead and I post and journal at that time, because it gives me an opportunity to look back on all the happenings of the day. And anytime I need a perspective, I'm having a really bad day at work, I will open up the app just to read 5 to 10 posts. you know, somebody's grateful they just had a brand new baby, grandchild born, or that their husband finally got a job, or that they've been clean and sober for 18 days, you know, and you're like, yes, you know what? My day's not that bad. I'm doing just fine. And, you know, it just gives you that little dose, that little pick me up of gratitude you need in the middle of the day before, you know, life tries to burden you down.
I love your perspective, and it's really, really powerful. And you've managed to anticipate some of my questions and also get into some really great tips for me and for our listeners on how you can actually integrate gratitude as a habit in your day in a way that makes sense for you. Like, a great way is to integrate it in the habits that you already have. And that is brilliant. Like, it's been scientifically proven that this works, and it makes a lot of sense for us to just try it and see how it feels and hopefully continue to do it. But since we're nearing the end of our time together, I wanted to ask you about the people in your life. Who are the people that made a difference and that you're grateful for?
So first and foremost, my parents, they have no idea how old they are. They're in their 70s and they think they're in their 40s. And their health is failing. But, you know, they have managed in the last 5 years to travel to all parts of the world. They spent three fabulous weeks in India. They went on a safari. They were 2.5 weeks in Africa. They spent 4 weeks in Europe. And in January, he had a big setback and had to have a stent placed in his coronary artery. And the doctors gave him basically 6 months. And here we are 9 months down the road. I mean, they just keep living. And they decided, well, since he's short of breath and they can't walk, they bought mobility scooters and now they go everywhere. And, you know, I just keep telling them, keep going, keep doing, keep going and exploring the world. And why let what the doctors and everybody else say stop you? And they're just a great study. And if you believe it, it will be, you know, they just refuse to give up. They refuse to stop. And so they're great motivation for me. And they're, you know, very special. They live about 2 miles from me. And I'm very grateful to have my parents, you know, the wise counsel that they are around me and my children. They have a very strong relationship with each of my four children.
Beautiful, beautiful. And do you want to talk about other people in your life as well?
Well, sure. I am married. My husband, you know, works very hard and is very supportive. It's very difficult to have a wife that travels all the time, but we've done it for many years. And then I have four wonderful kids. I'm older than most people think I am. My kids are adults. And exactly. I have four adult children, all college graduated. And my oldest, I shouldn't admit this, but my oldest is 30. And my youngest is 23. I've got two kids that live here in Wichita and two kids that live in Portland, Oregon. And my youngest is a professional chef. So a lot of times I post food things because that really brings us a lot of joy. It brings me joy watching her cook. She's just doing a great job. And she's just a great little chef. And then my middle son lives in Portland also. He works as a compliance officer, and he's doing a great job up in Portland, and works for compliance in housing, which is very difficult as well. And then my crazy wild child middle daughter, who I frequently post about, in fact, I posted about her last night. She lives here in Wichita. She was the last to get her college degree. It took her almost 8 years, but she did it. And she and I have a lot of fun together, and she just is very, very, very vibrant, and she works in marketing. And then my oldest son is in finance, and he actually works in mortgage processing and in titles and such. And they're all doing very well. I mean, how can you not be grateful for having four accomplished children that are successful and out there in the world making a contribution and a difference? So I'm very fortunate to have, you know, my husband and my children to be able to lean upon, draw strength upon, and their support also. They're very supportive of me as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your gratitude with us and the people that you're grateful for. I wanted to ask you as a last question for our time together, what is your advice for our listeners, for people who have just started practicing gratitude, and also for the people that have been practicing gratitude for a while?
So I think the best advice I can give is pick a standard time to review. And some people like to do it first thing in the morning, and they get up, get your cup of coffee, and do the gratitude journaling, you know, go ahead and do your gratitude practice then. some people like me, I tend to do both. I look in the morning and then I really formalize my journaling in the evening, but it's before I go to bed, every night before I go to bed, so that I can reflect back on the day. How bad was the day? How good was the day? And I can see benefits to both, and it really doesn't matter. It's kind of like working out. It doesn't really matter when you do it as long as you do it. And set a time and set a reminder so that you do it every day. It's got to be purposeful. Like you could take 10 minutes at noon and do it, and that would be sufficient. You know, your car ride to work every day. Pick something that is regular and consistent for you every day. It may be easy Monday through Friday. Then what's your plan for Saturday and Sunday? That's why I do it. I journal every night before I go to bed, period. It just makes it so much easier to stay consistent.
Great idea. Great idea. So thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your wisdom, your joy, and your gratitude. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just so excited to listen to the other podcasts. I went and listened to a bunch of them yesterday, and just so exciting to be able to connect with these people. I read their posts all the time. It's so nice to be able to connect with them and really, you know, get to, I just sit there. I found myself just smiling the whole time while I was listening to it. I just loved listening to them. So it was very powerful.
I know. I feel the same. So thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.